discussion till life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this morning. So set your technologies text line 251-343-0106. Want to get in touch with the program, utilize the text line. Joining us now, he represents the 4th Congressional District up in North Alabama, but always a great guest and always very kind to this program, Congressman Robert Adderholtz with us. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Good to be with you.
Hey, thanks for making time. I'm glad you could come on. Well, big occasion here, and you never take these things lightly, but the former president of the United States is getting behind your effort here in your reelection bid. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I had the privilege to work with President Trump during his first administration, and looking forward to having a chance to work during his next administration. But he is, we worked very closely together, and I was very honored that he endorsed me in my last campaign. And then we reached out, and he said he would endorse me in this campaign. So it's we're very honored to have the endorsement.
That's big in your congressional district because, if I'm not mistaken, it's by far, well, not by far, but pretty close to it is the biggest Trump voting district in the country.
Oh, yes. Donald Trump received the highest percentage of votes of any congressional district in the 2016 race and in the 2020 race. So obviously, a lot of folks support Donald Trump, and they know that, he stands for those principles that I always say that our founding fathers stood for, and wants to make sure that we literally make America great again. And so honored to work with him. And like I said, had the privilege to work with him during the four years that he was in office. And of course, he's going to be on the ballot as well. And I expect him to do very well. And I spoke to him back I guess it was the 1st of August, end of July. And we had a great conversation together. And, he's always been very helpful, and he loves Alabama. He, of course, had the privilege to be with him in the 4th District when he came down to the Alabama LSU game. And I reminded him that the district he was in was the highest percentage that he received votes of any congressional district in the entire nation. So it's great to have his endorsement and having a chance to work with him, and already having that relationship will hopefully certainly help things in his and next administration after next November.
Well, how do you feel? I know you endorsed him earlier this year and for his bid. Talk a little bit about Trump and winning. I think it's probably a foregone conclusion he's going to be the Republican nominee, but in this general election, how you feel about the prospects heading into next year?
I feel good. I feel a little bit better every day, because obviously every time I turn on the radio to hear a news update, they're talking about how Biden's numbers are falling. And it is just, I think by the time the election rolls around next year, I don't even think that it'll be a contest, because I think so many people will want to change. And I think that, quite honestly, people see that Bidenomics has not worked, and the things that he's been doing on the border are not working. Things that he's doing from an international standpoint is not working. And, Trump, Donald Trump, when he was president, we were respected around the world. Nobody really wanted to mess with the United States or do anything that would even cause us to have any concerns. And obviously, since the Biden administration have come in, that's not been the case. And so looking forward to having a chance where the United States will be respected around the world, and we will, as Trump says, make America great again, and to work on the heels of the past 4 years that when Donald Trump was in office.
Yeah, and you kind of look at, nothing's really. I kept expecting at some point to see something turn around for the Biden administration, But ever since Inauguration Day, I mean, everything's just kind of gone in a bad, bad direction.
Yeah, well, I would even say even in the last, I can tell a difference even in the last 6 or 8 weeks. It seems like his numbers have gone down. And I think a lot of it's a culmination of a lot of the policies that he has put in place right after he got elected. And those things that are now coming to fruition in the sense that they're not working out. And therefore, that's why a lot of people are being very disenchanted. They thought, you know, we'll give Biden a chance. But obviously, that's shown not to be the case. And so I think it looks very good for Donald Trump. He will be the nominee unless something very, very unusual happens. I see that he will be the nominee, and he's knows how to do the job. He's someone who can start on day one. And so I think it'll be a good opportunity for those of us who have worked with him, and that we can try to also make Alabama great. And as we're very blessed to live in this state.
Joined by Congressman Robert Aderholt on the heels of his endorsement from the former president of the United States. Congressman, let's talk about the House. I mean, Speaker Johnson has been in a few weeks now. I don't have to really relitigate the whole Kevin McCarthy episode there, because I don't know what was wrong with him in the first place. But you got Speaker Johnson. How's that going?
You know, I'm very pleased with how Mike Johnson is doing. He's someone that's been a friend. We became friends not long after he came to Congress, and we are very like-minded. Mike and I, we see eye to eye on so many issues, and I was happy to endorse him when he first decided to throw his hat in the ring. And he is a someone that, you know, I was on that first round of votes that he got. We have a series of votes where you have to go through till several people leave. And I was on that first round with him, and was very hopeful that he would be elected. And he was, and he brings a breath of fresh air. And, you know, McCarthy, a lot of things he did was good. And I think he was a good speaker, but you know, the problem was, I think he had a lot of concerns that a lot of members had concerns about him, I should say, early on. And that's why it took him 15 rounds to get the votes. And so I think that just really culminated to what happened in back in October when he was removed as speaker. And of course, it's never been, that has never happened in American history before. But it's really a, you know, for whatever reason, I think we're on a good path right now, and Mike Johnson's doing a great job. And like I said, fortunately, I was friends with Mike from after he first got elected to Congress, and happy to have a chance to work with him. And he's a Southerner, and so that doesn't hurt things either.
Well, something's kind of interesting to me, and you've been in Congress since that 96 cycle, but you look at the speakers, just the Republican speakers that we've had since then. The last two are probably the better of the bunch, I would think.
Yeah, no question. Of course, when I first got elected, Newt Gingrich was just finishing his last term as speaker. And of course, Newt, he was a big thinker. He had a lot of great ideas, and he was very interesting to have as a speaker, just because of his. He like I said, he's a big thinker. He thinks, I always said that he always, instead of thinking sort of like a year or two down the road, he always thought in the terms of like the next 10, 15 years. And he sort of had a vision that really is like no other speaker that I served with. But, you know, really, like I said, right now, Mike Johnson is I think is going to do a great job. He's a Southerner. And other than Newt Gingrich, I don't guess we've had really a Southerner since then. So it's good to have a Southerner back in the leadership position in the House.
Tell us about this. I started to see James Comer and Jim Jordan a little bit more making the rounds again since this whole speaker episode just kind of found its finality. But the investigations into the Bidens and the Biden administration and the DOJ, do you feel like your party's making progress there in the House?
Well, I do. I'm not on the Judiciary Committee or the Oversight Committee, and that's where most of the work is being done. Mike Johnson is one of the senior members on the Judiciary Committee, but so he's been in the middle of that as well. But I really do think they're making a lot of progress. And what they're doing, they're trying to lay the groundwork to move forward to show that there's evidence is there and they can back it up. They don't want to go into this, you know, anytime that you do any kind of impeachment proceeding or any kind of allegations against the president, you've got to have the evidence. And if you don't, then you look bad and it makes the party look bad. It makes just the Republicans in general look bad. It makes the House look bad. And so that's what Jim Jordan and what Jamie Comer are doing. They're getting the evidence, getting it lined up, and so they can move forward. Again, I don't serve on those committees, and so I don't have a firsthand view of what exactly they have so far, but I know that they're doing a great job, have a lot of confidence in them, and so I think that that's the way you need to do it. You can't just, you know, throw something against the wall and see if it sticks. You've got to, when you do something like this, you got to do your homework, and that's what they're doing, and I applaud them for doing it.
The last question, we'll kind of wrap it up on this, Congressman. Space Command and Huntsville, it's kind of faded from the headlines. We haven't really seen it as much here lately, but do you think it's still on the table? I mean, there's a lot hinge on this going into 2024.
Well, I do. I've not given up on it, and neither has the delegation, Mike Rogers, who is, of course, from the 3rd District, who chairs the Armed Services Committee, Dell Strong, who is who serves the Huntsville area. All of the members of the delegation have been very lockstep in trying to make sure that this does not go away. Obviously, right now, I think with everything going on, that has died down with, especially right, if you remember, it was right before this all came out, right before the speaker's race and before we had the situation where McCarthy was removed. So we sort of had our focus on a lot of different things during the October, November timeframe. But obviously I think there's still a very good chance that it could come to Alabama. And I think that when they see that this was a political decision as opposed to a strategic decision and what was in our nation's best interest, then I think this can be righted. So, I'm still optimistic as are my colleagues.
Well, what do you think is slowing it down, you know, the construction or any appropriations for the facility in Colorado? Is that something that you might have to consider?
Yeah, well, obviously we're trying to do what we can and from the preparation standpoint to make sure that nothing else is built out on a permanent basis in Colorado. And obviously, you know, it's a temporary location right now. And we want to make sure that no money goes to permanent structures. And that's how we can do something from the appropriation standpoint. And that's where my committee is, that we're working on areas to try to restrict that funding. And so that's the way that we're trying to move forward on it.
And you know, this is there any talk about it going somewhere else? I mean, my thinking is maybe it doesn't come to Alabama, but it doesn't seem like it's going to wind up in Colorado, right?
Well, there were about five places that across the country that were on the list. And it was really Alabama, as you know, we've talked about before, was by and far on top. And Colorado was like fourth or fifth. I'm trying to remember exactly where it ranked. So there were a lot of other places that were much more suitable for Space Command. But as I say, Alabama, Huntsville was by far number one. So that's why it just really doesn't make sense that you would go to another location when Alabama was by far clearly the winner.
Congressman, congratulations on the endorsement, and we will probably hear from you again soon before election time for sure.
Well, thanks, Jeff. It's good to be with you, and thanks for having me on, and look forward to being with you real soon.
Congressman Robert Adderholt, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
saw some tears in some eyes. Soon my poor old mother would die. I nearly lost it all when I lost my grandpa.